Sylvia Ashbullard on 88.9 The Cube, speaking with Colin Standish, who today is launching his campaign for the nomination to represent the Liberal Party of Canada in Compton Stanstead. Hello, Mr. Standish. How are you today?
I'm great. Thanks so much for having me here today.
Well, it's a pleasure to be speaking with you today. As I just said, you're launching your campaign for the nomination to represent the Liberal Party of Canada. So who will you be replacing?
Yeah, that's correct, Sylvia. So I'm going to be running as a candidate in the Compton Stanstead for the nomination so that I can represent the Liberal Party of Canada in the election in 2015. In the previous elections, we had Mr. William Hogg, who was a professor at Bishop's University, run twice. He decided not to run a third time. And before that, we had David Price, who is, of course, the president of the borough of Lennoxville. He ran before that. And so I made the decision recently to throw my hat into the ring. And I'm looking forward to representing the Eastern Townships, Quebec and Canada, going forward, should I be able to close the nomination.
Okay, so you are running for the nomination.
That's correct, yes. Yeah. So we the process for the Liberal Party of Canada is that there is the nomination process. So any candidates or any members of the Liberal Party can run for the nomination, and then there will be an election meeting, nomination meeting in the next several months. And then if I'm elected, then I would be the official candidate for the Liberal Party of Canada in 2015.
Okay, so what made you decide to do this?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sylvie. And it's been over the last few years, I've really been involved in politics. I've worked for Peter Milliken, the former Speaker of the House of Commons, was president of the Young Liberals at Queen's University, and so I've always had a real interest in it, in particular the last year and a half or so, really involved in the debates here in Quebec with Bill 14 and also the Charter of Values, and so really bringing forward particularly the interest of the English-speaking community, but really for all Quebecers, that there was many really severe infringements on human rights in those bills brought forward by the last PQ government, and I feel like I took a strong stand and was able to get in newspapers, radio, and TV nationwide on the subject. So I feel I can represent the community well, that I have the experience, and I know that's where my passion is. So I really feel I can speak for the Eastern Townships.
So what do you have to offer Compton Stanstead? What are some of your policies?
Yeah, thanks very much for asking. So my campaign will be aimed to restore the Eastern Townships, Quebec and Canada, we believe in. And I firmly believe we can help residents of Compton Stanstead achieve their full potential socially, economically, and politically. And I think we can achieve this goal with four key principles that are going to make up my campaign. So community, bilingualism and human rights, renewed federalism and prosperity. And so that's what I'm really going to be running on. And so community, I mean social justice and equality of opportunity to protect our strong community values, to recognize that we're stronger working together than apart. As well, secondly, bilingualism and human rights, that the Eastern Township is really one of the few places in Quebec and Canada we can offer a vision of a bilingual community with shared goals and interests in the future. So I really want to bring that forward to the rest of Quebec and Canada and reinforce what we have in the townships. Thirdly, renewed federalism, that I really think we can build a community where people live in peace and in solidarity and to make sure that Quebec and Canada function correctly again. And as well, fourthly, prosperity. So I really want to bring jobs and innovation back to the townships. That we have a very proud legacy in the townships of having some of the first textile mills and some of the first banks in Canada, and I really think we can recapture that proud inheritance. And I feel the Liberal Party of Canada is the best vehicle to bring those ideas forward.
So how can we as a community in Compton Stanstead become involved?
Yeah, and it would be great to have involvement from the local community to support my nomination. So there's really three ways that people can get involved. So you can check out my website at www.colin-standish.com, and you can see a bit more about my policy platforms and things I've done in the past and my biography. And you can also send me an email as well at that address. And then secondly, people can take out a Liberal Party of Canada membership. So you can go to liberal.ca and you can sign up for a membership there. It's $10 a year. But if you sign up, that means you'll be able to come out and vote at the meeting for my nomination. And thirdly as well, that I'm soliciting donations as well. It costs $1,000 to register to be a candidate with the Liberal Party of Canada, just to even run for the nomination. So I really need people that are interested in giving a donation to contact me at my website or send me an email at colin m.standish@gmail.com, and the support would be greatly appreciated.
So are you born and raised in the townships?
I really appreciate that question. I have very deep roots in the Eastern Townships. My family's been here for over 225 years, and I was born and raised in Cookshire, so a little village on the outskirts of Sherbrooke, and as well have a cottage in Knowlton as well. And I attended Bishop's College School in Lennoxville, and then I went off to Ontario, went to Queen's University, studied history and politics, really got involved in politics there. It was a lot of fun. And then I came back home, and I decided I really wanted to be bilingual, and I wanted to get some skills that would be able to, you know, best serve the community. And so I decided to go to Université Laval in Quebec City, and I just finished my law degree, and I've learned French, and I'm proud to be fully bilingual now. And but no, I have very proud roots in Eastern Townships, and spend much of my time there, and that's where I find most of my family and friends, and I'm really looking forward to coming back and to serving the community as best I can.
Well, it sounds like you do have a lot to offer the community, and of course we're going to be doing some follow-ups on this in the near future, and we look forward to hearing from you.
Thanks so much. I really appreciate the opportunity. And for any listeners out there, it's www.colin-standish.com if you want to find out a bit more about the campaign. But thanks so much for having me. Great to talk to you today.
It was great speaking with you as well. We've been speaking with Colin Standish, who has launched his campaign for the nomination to represent the Liberal Party of Canada